Jingo Django by Sid Fleischman. Read by William DeFreeze. Chapter 1. General Dirty Face Jim Skurlock.
I'd just as soon disremember Mrs. Daggett and General Dirty Face Jim Skurlock, but I'm not likely to forget them either. Mrs. Daggett was big as a skinned ox. When I awoke, she was lumbering through the boys' dormitory. It was still dark, and she was holding a three-pronged candle holder like it was the devil's own pitchfork. In the flaring yellow light, she looked us over as if she were picking a lamb for slaughter. Her eyes settled on me.
"Rise up and follow," she said.
I took all the time I could pulling on my linsey-woolsey shirt, making a mucks of the sleeves and keeping her standing. I think I was the only boy in the orphan house who wasn't mortally afraid of her. At least, I wouldn't show it.
"Lively now!"
"I can't find my shoes," I said. The truth was, I had traded them off for a breakfast of oysters and biscuits the last time I had run away. The year was 1854, and it was mud time, early April. Shoes were a pesky bother in mud time. She shot me an impatient scowl.
"Oh, bare feet'll do. Come along. There's a gentleman waiting."
I knew what that meant. She was hiring me out. If there was a mean, no-soul job offered, Mrs. Daggett was always glad to apprentice one of her strays. Not that we ever saw a penny for our labors. Every copper found its way directly into Mrs. Daggett's fat, pink hand and disappeared forever. Well, I could be the most contrary apprentice in Boston. I didn't mean to stay hired out for long.